This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Amid reports that the Israeli military stormed El Shifa Hospital in Gaza City on Monday in search of Hamas fighters, new food insecurity data has indicated that famine could happen anytime in the enclave. According to the latest IPC Integrated Food Security Phase Classification report, the entire population of Gaza, some 2.3 million people, now endures high levels of acute food insecurity. The situation is even worse for 1.1 million who suffer from catastrophic food insecurity. Responding to the findings, UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres described them as an appalling indictment of conditions on the ground for civilians after more than 5 months of intense Israeli bombardment in response to Hamas-led terror attacks on the 7th of October. Compared to the last IPC assessment in December, acute food insecurity in the Gaza Strip has deepened and widened, with 92% more people expected to slide into hunger by July. Iranian security forces shot hundreds of people who took part in widespread protests sparked by the death of Mahsa Amini while she was in the custody of the country's so-called morality police, top rights investigators said on Monday. Addressing the Human Rights Council in Geneva, the International Fact-Finding Mission on Iran said that Ms. Amini's death in September 2022 was unlawful and caused by physical violence for which the state is responsible. Chairperson Sarah Hussein told the forum's 47 member states that after Ms. Amini's death, young women and schoolchildren were at the forefront of nationwide protests.
The entire state apparatus was mobilized, with security forces using firearms, including AK-47s and Uzis, as we documented in some areas, resulting in injuries and deaths. Credible figures that we found of up to 551 deaths, at least 49 women and 68 children. And we found that those occurred in 26 out of the 31 provinces of Iran over multiple months.
Ms. Hussein, who is an independent human rights expert, explained that many protesters removed their hijab in public places as an act of defiance against long-standing discriminatory laws and practices. Men and boys joined in the protests in solidarity too, the council heard, along with minorities who demanded equality. The Human Rights Probe noted that the 30th of September 2022 had become known as Bloody Friday in Zahedan City after credible sources indicated that security forces had killed 104 protesters and bystanders, mostly men and boys. The probe also took note of the Iranian government's claim that 54 security officers had been killed and many others injured. The head of the UN Health Agency issued an appeal on Monday to the international community not to miss the chance to agree on a so-called pandemic treaty. We cannot forget the trauma of the COVID-19 pandemic and the painful lessons it taught all of us, said Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, as he urged member states not to forget the 7 million people at least who died during the coronavirus emergency. Countries gathered at World Health Organization headquarters in Geneva have begun a 9-day negotiating marathon to finalize a draft agreement. Tedros told delegations that the potential benefit of the treaty cannot be measured and will endure for generations. That media reports have indicated that potential obstacles to a deal include concerns among low- and middle-income countries that they may not be compensated sufficiently for working with drug manufacturers, nor given enough technical know-how to make medicines themselves. Daniel Johnson, UN News.